They are beginning to bury the victims of Friday's shooting rampage that left 20 children and 6 adults dead at a Connecticut elementary school.
Dr. Kathleen Hall is the founder and CEO of the Mindful Living Network and Stress Institute. She joins us now to talk about dealing with the aftermath. Dr. Hall, it's early still, but there can be little doubt that this is affecting kids and families all over the country.
Absolutely. I mean, with the media we live in, the world, and social networking, everyone knows about this. And we have to figure out how are we going to move our families through the holidays in a more secure and wondrous holiday. It's each one of our holidays in our families, and we need to kind of try to shift the paradigm a little. So first I would suggest focus your family on gratitude. Your children have now kind of had a jolt of fear and insecurity. Each day maybe have a post-it note or a little card or whatever you think would be appropriate for your Christmas tree, and have your child every single day, and you, both the husband and the wife or your partner, write down one thing you're thankful for and show this gratitude on the tree, whether it's for your dog, your life, you know, where you live, being in the United States. Mm-hmm. And it focuses the whole family on what's important to you. And then at supper, you can talk about what you're grateful for and why you're grateful for what you're grateful for. Also, don't forget to be grateful for a good support system. Newtown gave us an image of what a support system does for a family and neighbors and community, and especially coworkers. They demonstrated this magnificently in a world where we all feel separated and isolated. This is a good example for all of us. And second, I would say compassion. Please have your family volunteer somewhere. What this will do is shift, again, your family into a place where you're serving others. It creates communication between your family about how to have compassion for others. When we see compassion, it's a really blessed way to share in another's pain and suffering, losses, and in the same way, it heals and creates joy in your family. And then next, I really think it's important, kindness. Kindness doesn't cost anything, and it doesn't require an education or wealth, yet it is truly the most valuable of human gifts. And a couple years ago, I had a traumatic brain injury. It was quite severe, and I suffered a significant depression. And I will never forget whether I was at a grocery store or on a street corner, when people were kind to me, I actually felt like heaven had opened up and graced my total body, every cell. So please don't underestimate teaching your children kindness at times like this.
I don't know whether it's a parent thing. I don't know if it's a guy thing, Dr. Hall. But there's this sense when things happen and you have children that you want to make them right, you want to fix them, and you look at something like this happening over and over and over again, and you wonder, what can I do to fix it? And when you can't think of that answer, that really leads to some stress for a lot of parents.
Right, it does. But think of it as a journey for your family to weave each other closer together. If you look at the back of a tapestry, the front looks perfect like a rug, but the back has all kinds of strings and things that are dangling. And if you use your family as an image like that, it's an opportunity to make the other side of the carpet, the rug, or the hanging even more beautiful. It's a process. Life is a process. Love is a process. For all of those that have older children or a long marriage, you realize the hiccups or the bumps in your marriage or with your children have made you closer and woven you closer for the long term so that you can have an eternal relationship through your entire life with your family. But putting blinders on, running around it, trying to fix it, as you said, I love that you said that, it absolutely will not work. And one of the most sustainable things, Mike, that you can do is rituals. And this is huge. Family meals are just not about eating. They're about the physical body, emotional body, intellectual, and spiritual body of your entire family. During this holiday season and in the future, in the next months, have your children choose the meals, cook, set the table, decorate the table in different times. This will create communication, laughter, touching. They'll hug you while you're cooking. You have no idea how powerful and healing, and it will move them through this process. If you think back, everything I've talked about is nothing great, grand. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, we have science behind all of this, you know, new research. But it's something, if we go back to our grandparents and things that we all grew up with, we know that these are the roots of each of our lives that keep us joyful, happy, and moving forward.
Good stuff. Thanks so much. We're really glad you could be with us.
Great week. You all take care.
You do the same. Dr. Kathleen Hall, of course, she's the CEO of the Mindful Living Network and Stress Institute.